Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is William Betzelberger. I am the host and founder of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement. Thank you for tuning in today and welcome back. If this is your first time here at Resilient Masculinity, first time here in the podcast, or first time seeing the Facebook page, Resilient Masculinity is a movement. It is a community designed to encourage and equip and inspire men to become the capable, resilient, self-sufficient, sovereign men they are called to be. So if that is a message that resonates with you, if that is something that stirs within your soul, if that is a message that you want more men in your life to know and to be encouraged in, then please like, subscribe, share, follow on social media. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/resilientmasculinity. We're on YouTube at youtube.com/resilientmasculinity. And on podcast platforms, just look up Resilient Masculinity. That's on Anchor Podcasts, on Podcast Pro, on Pocket Cast, and other platforms, Spotify included. Thank you very much for listening today. And I hope you all are encouraged by today's episode. With that, we're going to jump right on in and we're going to talk about how men, you need to stop giving your hard-earned money to companies that hate you. There are companies out there that hate you, that hate the value system you have, that hate the religious views you have, that hate everything you stand for. Looking at you, Disney. Looking at you, Netflix. Looking at you, big name corporations, YouTube included, okay? Even though I am posting videos on YouTube, YouTube included, they hate what we stand for. They hate men who are free. They hate men who are self-sufficient. They hate men who do not play to their rules. Looking at you, Twitter. Even though Elon Musk is trying, he is trying to buy it up, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But those companies, those corporations, they hate you. They hate everything you stand for. If you're a God-fearing, Bible-believing Christian, by golly, they hate you. And we know that. We knew that was going to be the case, and it's played out pretty consistently throughout the last, say, 10 years, right? Okay, Jesus says, they're going to hate you because they hated me, right? That's in the Bible, right? The followers of Christ, specifically the followers of Christ, are hated, okay? That's not anything unnormal or not normal. Okay, that's pretty standard. That's been the standard for years. It's been the standard for centuries. And it's going to be the standard even today. Okay? And when you stand for the truth, when you stand for what God says, and you don't go by this woke agenda, you don't go by this LGBTQIA, blah, 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 pedophilia stuff, when you don't go along with that crowd, they are going to target you. You're going to put a target on your back, and they're going to hate you. I kind of alluded to this with my episode about how Disney hates your children. How Disney has, for years now, I mean for 30-plus years, been promoting messages of anti-traditional Christian family values and traditional roles set up by God for men and women, how they have subverted that, and how they have been pushing now, especially in light of a recent or semi-recent audio clip of Disney executives saying they are going to push for half their characters being gay and for other sexual deviancy within their own children programs, right? And Disney targets their audience as children, right? Children are their target audience. Disney World, Disneyland, those are targeted for children. They are trying to subvert the truth and influence your kids, indoctrinate your children into a belief system that is pagan. And, you know, it's not atheistic. I think it's pagan. And I'll tell you why. We live in a created world. We live in a world that has been created by God. Okay, so there's one set of rules, and that is His rules. There's one set of standards, that is His standards. We all live in His reality. Doesn't matter if you're atheistic or agnostic or Buddhist or Muslim or Satanist or whatever else, you still live within a created world that was created by God Almighty. That is reality. And I know that does not sound like reality to people. That sounds very exclusionary, very intolerant, and it is. Because there's one truth. There's one truth, and that is that God created the heavens and the earth. That He died in your place, in the fully man, yet fully God, personage of Jesus. He died for your sins and for mine so that we could live with Him in eternity, because our natural tendency is to sin and is to rebel and to be in rebellion against God, and that brings death and damnation. That is the reality, and that is the reality that these pagans don't want to understand and don't want to live by. So what do? They try to subvert that reality. And we see that with Belle and the Beast in Beauty and the Beast, how they swept out, you know, this whole traditional family value of Gaston wanting to raise young men to be good men, and he wanted plenty of children, and he wanted to build a family, and Belle being the feminist archetype, going off and having, even if you want to take it as far as saying encouraging bestiality, which I don't take it that far, but I suppose you could make that an argument. Nonetheless, we see that subversion. We see new subversion every day with their, their ideology. It's a ideology war. And I was going to be hesitant to start making videos like this. I have been in the past hesitant to make videos like this, but I'm becoming more and more concrete in my understanding and my resolve that ultimately, and I know this in my head, and I'm just now starting to really connect it with this podcast, is that ultimately this boils down to two things: Christian versus pagan. Christian versus atheism, Christian versus agnosticism, all those other things, anything that is not Christianity is paganism. It is paganism. Okay, pagan means other god or something. I don't actually fully remember, so bear with me on that. Anyway, that's your two distinctions. And at the end of the day, those are going to be the battles we fight. Whether it's LGBTQ, whether it's sexualization of children and children's material, whether it's if the death penalty is allowable, whether it is how much taxes we should pay, all of these things boil down to one question or one facet. It is Christian or it is anti-God. It is God or anti-God, and that's it. So because of that, I'm going to start making more videos like this. And yes, this could appear to be more of a rambling, and that's okay. I understand, I'm still going to be giving you structure and encouragement and steps to continue along your path as a man. But I'm going to encourage you, especially those who are not Christian, I want to really encourage you to take a look at your belief system and say, is this really true? Is this really reality? And I'm going to be blunt and I'm going to say it's not reality. If it's not Christ, it's chaos. And you're going to find that time and time and time again. So again, I know that's going to turn a lot of people away. That's okay. You know, if you're one of my coworkers who has been listening to my podcast and you don't like that tone, I understand. I want to thank you so far for listening. You do not have to do this because you know who I am. I would rather, you know, you either listen to it for the content, or if you're like, hey, respectfully, that's not my thing, I understand. There's no offense taken. Just know that this is the direction that I'm going to start taking this podcast. I want to be upfront with you. I want to be real so that we can get better content to you, gentlemen, who do listen, to the men and women who do listen to this podcast. I want it to be helpful. I want it to be precise, and I want it to be accurate to you and your life. So again, with that, we're going to keep going. Okay, I know that was a ramble, that was a plug, that's okay. So, but we do, we live in a world that has two worldview battles. So it's one worldview battle between two worldviews. Christ or pagan. And these companies, a lot of these major corporations, are pagan. And they are the ones that you give your money to. Your hard-earned, everyday dollars that you spend hours and hours of your life working for, you willingly give them money. Okay, Netflix just came out with a series called He's Expecting. That's just false. That is biologically, scientifically false. Men do not have babies. Women have babies. Okay, this goes back to the Ketanji Brown Jackson question. What is a woman? I don't know. I'm not a biologist. That is a load of crap. Everyone knows what a woman is. Everyone knows what a female is. And I'm going to start saying female and male because there is a distinction. Let me be clear, there's a distinction between being a male, okay, a male, a biological male, being a man, a grown man, and acting manly. Okay, so there's three differences there. Male. Male just means you're born with XY chromosomes, you have male genitalia, okay, as vulgar as it sounds, you have a penis. You have correct male genitalia, correct male anatomy, and your job as a male is to grow up and be a man, okay, a man, a functional man, is a fully grown male who is able to be a productive member of society, and to be a not only a man, but a masculine, manly man. What is that? That is someone who, according to our tagline, provides safety, stability, and service to himself, to his family, to his communities, be it businesses, churches, his local community, his society. That is what a man, a masculine man, is. And that's the kind of resilient masculinity we want to encourage here. So just to make that distinction. But this is the kind of stuff we have to talk about, or else we're not going to have a functional society. Okay, this He's Expecting series on Netflix is utter bullcrap. It just is. There's no way to wash over that. It is subversion of the truth. Netflix is lying to you. Netflix is subverting reality, or they're trying to subvert reality. And their stock price as of right now has been tanking. Last I saw, they lost like $160 per share. I think it was down like 42%. I think it was trading roughly around 208 this afternoon, about noon today. Hey, they're losing money, and good. Because even as much as they try to subvert the truth, they still live in God's world. They still live in God's reality. So even if they try to subvert it, it is still not going to work. Because as many times as I tell you, men can have babies, and we know that's not true, because God's reality, the actual reality, says otherwise. Okay, same with transgenderism as a whole. You cannot tell me it is natural, it is normal, it is okay for kids as young as 3 to 5 to be like, eh, I'm a girl, I'm gonna go, you know, chop off my little willy, or, you know, once girls reach the age of puberty, stop them from developing, or boys for that matter. No. No, that is not natural. That is not normal. That is a subversion of reality. And these corporations thrive off of it. Okay? I've already mentioned Netflix, and I've mentioned them several times, and Disney several times. But those are just the tip of the iceberg. How about other... Think about other companies that are trying to subvert the truth. Okay, a big one I can think of is TikTok. That's just a cesspool of lies and hypocrisy and subversion. Actually, on my personal Facebook page, on the William Betzelberger Facebook page, not the Resilient Masculinity platform, but the just on my personal profile, I have been going through a series of videos, of TikToks specifically, that are graphic in nature. They provide documentation of various things that schools are trying to do to subvert reality and turn your children into little degenerate sodomites. For example, the book called Lawn Boy by... forget the guy's first name, but his last name was Invino, or Inviso, Invision, or I don't know, something. Anyway, it was called Lawn Boy, and it was very sexually explicit about fourth graders. About 2 fourth grade boys having sexual contact with each other. And that was available for fourth graders to check out at a school district in Texas. I think it was a London IDS or something, London Independent School District or something like that. It's disgusting. We know what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. Holy cow, they were all over the news for critical race theory bull crap that was being spewed, and parents all over the place being rightfully outraged and then getting arrested for it. Okay, if you think your children are safe in schools, you're wrong. If you think your children are safe watching TikToks, you're wrong. If you think your kids are safe on Twitter, you're wrong. Twitter, although Elon Musk is trying, again, I told you I'd come back to that, he is trying to make it a platform for free speech, and I applaud his efforts. Is he going to be successful? I don't know. I do not know. But I hope he is. I hope we have free speech. I'm not saying you can't have other opinions. I'm saying this targeting children especially, is absolutely monstrous. It's evil. It's horrendous. And it's judgment on the United States. It is judgment on the United States for subverting the truth for so long that God has given this nation over to a depraved mind. That's what has happened. This society has turned its back on God. And, you know, for those who don't like to listen to it, look, I'm not saying our society is Christian anymore. That's actually exactly what I'm saying. It's not Christian anymore. No one can deny that at the founding of this nation, we had Christians. We had those who held to traditional Judeo-Christian values, signing the Declaration of Independence, signing the Constitution. The Pilgrims were Puritans coming across from England, okay, to escape the persecution of the English Church. Okay, you have pretty clear historical evidence of that. Sure, do we want to subvert the truth and call them genocidal maniacs who killed hundreds and thousands of millions of Native Americans? Sure, we can try to subvert the truth in some areas. Again, still not going to work. Okay? yes, did Native Americans die? Yeah, they did. I'm not saying that's nice. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying that's reality. That was what happened. And history, especially with my love for history, I understand this. It's not here to be pretty. Okay, Hitler killed 5 million Jews. You know what the U.S. has done? Well, here, Hitler killed 5 million Jews. Stalin killed 100 million under his Soviet regime. You want to know what the U.S. has done? Killed four times as many as Stalin. Okay, which is times, like, let's see, 20, 40. It's like 60 times what Hitler killed. Because we have aborted so many babies since 1973, since Roe v. Wade. We've aborted nearly 400 million babies since 1973. Nearly 400 million, okay? The population of the United States right now is 330 million. We have wiped out nearly more than our own size of our country at this point. How horrible is that? How damning is that to the United States? You think God's going to bless this United States of America? You think saying God bless America while saying, yeah, it's okay that we murder hundreds of thousands of millions of babies? No. No. That's judgment. This is judgment. And yeah, this video probably is going to be rambling, and that's okay. I want you to know, I'm still going to be providing you useful, timely, accurate information that you can use to make yourself more resilient, more self-reliant, more capable of building strong societies. But you have to understand that all those practical steps, getting out of debt, okay, homeschooling your family, being invested in your children, and being invested and active in your community, is going to be for nothing. For nothing if you're not grounded in the truth, and if you spend your whole life funding the very things that hate you. Okay? That is counterproductive to your goal. If you homeschool your children and then go spend all the money that, you know, you were going to pay for taxes. Let's just say they do make a voucher system. I don't think they do right now, but at least last I checked, they didn't. If there's ever a voucher system, if you spend that voucher money on trips to Disney and Netflix subscriptions, then all you are doing is harming the very cause you are trying to promote. I'm right along there with you, okay? I'm canceled. We didn't have Netflix after that Cuties controversy. I cut Netflix at that point, and I have not felt bad about it one bit. In terms of Disney, I don't think I have any Disney. My wife has one Disney movie. I think Inside Out is Disney. But my wife had that from before we got married. And I'm not saying all Disney is bad, like, their older stuff was good. I can't complain about their older stuff, but their newer stuff? Oh, no, I'm not watching that. I think the newest thing we've seen is Moana. But guys, if you give your money to these corporations, to these businesses, to these entities that hate you and hate the things you stand for, who are you really working for? Who are you spending your hours and your years of life at work? Who's benefiting from that? Who's truly benefiting from that? If you give, say Netflix is, say, let's just put it at a standard $50 a month, okay? I don't think it's that high right now, but let's just say they put it at $50 a month flat rate for everyone. Okay, that's $600 a year. That is a full week, if not more, for most people in the United States. Full week of work. You just spent 1 week working to subvert the values you hold, because that's all that money that you made goes to Netflix. Congratulations. You just made the enemy richer. And this is why I'm going to continue to advocate, and I'm going to start promoting local businesses, local food sources, local Christian groups, local Christian businesses, local Christian communities, because the better we get at being less dependent on those who seek the destruction of the things we hold dear, that is going to be the key. One of the keys to our success is if we continue to de-arm the enemy by taking away their pocketbook, by taking away their leverage. So thank you for listening. I hope this helped stir that fire in you a little better. I know this was way just wild, and that's good. I'm glad you stuck through it. I'm glad you listened. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope to hear from you. Like, subscribe, share. Share at least with one person you know that's going to get ticked off at this, and share with one person you think will actually enjoy this content. And again, I will talk to you guys next week about things, tactics, ideas, and knowledge that help build resilient, strong, capable, masculine men who can provide safety, stability, and service to themselves, to their families, to their businesses, communities, and churches. Thank you.